You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Hello?
Is it Sunday yet?
Go Hawks!
Go Hawks!
Michael, how does Marshawn feel about Skittles?
He loves his power pellets before the game.
Boss.
Go Hawks.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Go Hawks!
I think the Seahawks have more than their hands full with Peyton Manning. He's got just a boatload of receivers that he can go to. He's going to stand strong in the pocket. They've got a lot of pressure on him. He's not going to be as mobile as Kaepernick was, and that's a good thing for the Seahawks perspective, but he can put the ball where he wants to put it, which Kaepernick did not do yesterday.
I've never felt this way about a team before, ever. Ever.
It's Friday!
We are ready to roll here. The Commute with Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI, the last hour of the show. And as you know, we put special emphasis on your phone calls the last 2 hours of our Friday program. So by all means, give us a shout at 206-421-5757. Outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. I want to talk to Lisa Parberry. Lisa Parberry owns a recycling and scrap service in the wonderful town of Ferndale. Ferndale's up near Anacortes. They put together a video that is just sweeping the country, especially Seahawks country, that shows a Seahawk destroying a Bronco. In other words, a mechanical claw destroying a Ford Bronco, all with Seahawk and Bronco colors. Lisa Parberry joins me now on Talk Radio 570 KVI. How are you, Lisa?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
Okay, well, first of all, whose idea was this?
Well, I have an employee, Herbert Parks. He operates the LeBaire crane.
Okay, is that...
And we had a Ford Bronco come in for scrap on Friday, and he thought it would be pretty cool to videotape the LeBaire crushing up that Bronco in Seahawk colors.
Okay,
and
well...
so we thought that was a pretty good idea.
I think it's a great idea, too. If you want to see this video that Lisa and I are talking about... just go to our Facebook fan page, 570 KVI. It's absolutely wonderful. You see the video we've linked. Okay, so you've got this...
Now, which video did you link? Was that my video or is that the one from the Bellingham Herald?
We did the Herald one.
Yeah.
Now, if you want us to, we'll put yours there too. We'll link your video if you prefer. But we had the Bellingham Herald video. What it shows is you've got this Bronco, orange Bronco with Bronco colors, which you guys seem to have done a pretty good job painting, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And then you've got this crane with the Seahawk colors, which you know, you opens the beak and chomps down on the front of the Bronco, while you've got... Help me with the terminology here. The Seahawk talons in the form of a claw of some, you know, what do you call that crane?
That is actually a LeBaire crane, and the claw, the talons were painted green and blue by Herbert Parks. The Shear, which you referenced, is a LeBounty Shear. It actually cuts metal. I said I wanted it painted the Hawk. We have an employee, Tobias Campo. He did a wonderful job painting up that Shear.
Oh, he sure did. I thought you had professionals do this. It looks so nice.
Oh, no. This is a whole full crew operation.
Wow.
You know, Herbert came up with the original idea for the claw, and I insisted that, you know, if we're going to do this, we are going to use the Hawk, too, and everybody came on board with it. We had a mechanic that got that Bronco running, and the rest of the employees helped paint and get everything set up.
So this was number one, completely done in-house with the employees of the recycling scrapyard.
Yes, all from the employees at Scrap It, yes.
And I love the name of your company, Scrap It.
Thank you.
Your website is scrapitwa.com, which that's the same slogan we use for Obamacare. So you've taken something that we wanted to use, that website's already taken, but I'm glad it's taken by you. So you only had one chance to pull this off, Lisa.
Oh, yes.
Were you nervous?
No, it was all fun.
Well, no.
All good, clean fun. Go Hawks.
What could be more fun than busting things up in the first place? But again, you get to thrash this Bronco. I mean, you literally are thrashing it from the front and from the back, literally tearing this Bronco apart with these Seahawk-colored claws and beak. No, it's absolutely wonderful. Now, what kind of response are you getting?
Oh, it's incredible. I'm getting calls from all over the nation. But yeah, we do have another video of the smoke out, which Brian Parberry, my husband, ran for about, I'd say a minute and a half prior to bringing the two machines out of the building. Our operation is set up to be environmentally friendly. We process all of our scrap inside the building. This was a special event. We usually do not process outside.
Oh, right.
For lighting reasons, we had to bring it outside.
Sure, sure. No, I understand completely. What really strikes me about this is this was not something you'd had in the planning stages for like a month. This is just something that just you were bringing in a Ford Bronco to scrap 1 week ago and said, hey, we ought to do something here.
Yeah, Friday, Herb suggested the idea. Brian and I thought it over the weekend. Monday afternoon, we started purchasing all the stuff we needed. We have a local outfit that does our signs. We gave him a call, had him come in, showed him the Bronco logo that we wanted to put on the Bronco, and he spit that out overnight, brought it in for us, and that was the only thing out of house that we had done was that Bronco.
If you don't mind me asking, how much money did it cost for everything? The paint, the logo, the video, everything?
I would say we have, I think about $350 into paint. And then the Bronco logo, I haven't seen the invoice for that yet, but I would imagine that to be right around $100.
So let's say for less than $500, you have put this priceless video together that...
You got to include the guy's time, too. I've
four guys. Yeah. You got the time.
Four guys that put in, 10 hours.
Okay, and they were on the clock when they were doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're right. You got to put together the time. But look how many people are enjoying this.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa, this is wonderful. Well, again...
And at a management level, this has encompassed all of my time for this week.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Well, we've done a few videos. We tore down a section of the old GP plant here in Bellingham, and we put together a video for that is done by Chad DeRosa and is up on YouTube. That video has pieces of my work and also pieces of Chad's work, and he spliced it all together and put it together to music. And it's an interesting video. And then a few years back, for another company that we used to work with, we took down another portion of the GP mill, and in that one, we blow up silos.
Oh, far. I mean,
and
let me ask you.
Also on YouTube.
Do you ever get in there and do some of the destruction yourself? Do you ever get to break things yourself?
Only when I want to.
Well, I mean, there's got to be some sort of pure, undistilled joy of smashing something so big with so much force, because it's so much fun to watch. It's got to be fun to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Typically what we do with our cars is we drain them and then dismantle them a little bit, and then we throw them into a baler, and that baler squashes them into a little brick, about 4x4.
Wow, 4x4. So that's what happened to what was left of the Bronco?
Yeah, there wasn't much left, really.
Well,
that was pretty much shredded before it hit the baler.
Well, that's what I want. That's what I want people to do, is go to our Facebook page, 570KVI, and look for the video that we have linked to the Seahawk destroys a Bronco, because this thing's going everywhere and everyone just loves it. And I think what you guys did, and I'm shocked that you did it so quickly, such a quick turnaround time, and you did it so well. I mean, the paint job, everything is very professionally done. You guys really did your town proud.
Great, great.
And your team proud.
Really needs a lot of credit for that eagle. That eagle was awesome. Or the hawk.
Absolutely awesome. I hope you keep the paint job on the crane there.
Yeah, it's on the crane now, and the crane's being loaded to go to Bellingham. We're tearing apart some trailers down at the Fairhaven Shipyard.
All right.
So that will be at work on Saturday, downtown Bellingham.
Beautiful. All right, right back in action. Lisa Parber, you talk about being in beast mode.